Hello and welcome back to All of the Podcast with myself, Lauren, and herself, Audrey. How are you?
Hey, hey, all good, all good.
Hey, hey, you speaking with an American accent yet?
I get there. What a month November was. I know I just put a smug post up on my Instagram grid, but I literally started the month of November in Orlando and finished the month of November in New York.
Yeah,
You know, it's a hard life.
I started my November in Lidl and ended in Aldi. Oh, the mighty have fallen. Oh yeah,
Oh,
you've
it's a hard knock
definitely
life.
had you've had an eventful month now, in fairness to you. But I'd say New York must have been gorgeous, was it, this time of year?
Oh, it was beautiful. It was so gorgeous. Yeah, you're right. Just lights, twinkles and lights and sparkles. And my God, they do Christmas good. Like everywhere was like 50-foot Christmas trees and just everything was just lit up and it's just beautiful. And it was bloody cold. Now, it didn't rain or anything while we were there, but it was icy cold.
No snow, no.
No snow. They kept saying on the news that there was going to be snow, but sure on the weather app, it was like not a hint of snow. So it was kind of clickbait snow that they were going to have in New York. But it was fabulous. And we were so proud of ourselves. I was there on a wing and a prayer. I was there on a budget. But sure, it was only booked kind of last minute. My mom and sister were going. I booked in on top of them into their hotel room. And so there was no fine dining. A few people have said to me, would you recommend anywhere to eat? I can't. We ate in McDonald's, Wendy's, Applebee's. Bagel places and all that kind of jazz. So no fine dining. But we flew into JFK and we had looked it up. We managed to get ourselves from JFK into our hotel, which is just 20-minute walk from Times Square, without any taxis or anything else. We hopped two little trains with our suitcases and got ourselves to our hotel. So we were very proud of
Brilliant.
ourselves for
Like real New
navigating our
Yorker,
way
so
around.
just
Yeah. We thought we were so cool. I don't even know if I'd managed that in Dublin, to be honest with you.
I know. But come here, come here, talking about Dublin, wasn't it just the night before you went was the riots? And obviously, you know, with the awful events that happened in Dublin, just quickly to say as well that obviously we're all thinking of
The families
the
involved,
families and the poor
absolutely.
kids involved. But that it was the night before, wasn't it, that you were flying out because the riots? I remember seeing what was happening just on Instagram and stuff, and it was unbelievable, wasn't it?
Yeah, so it happened on the Thursday. I live about 5K from Dublin city centre. But for all intents and purposes, it sounded like I lived inside the city centre because all night long, all you could hear was sirens. And there's a main road kind of out to the side of me, to the back and out to the side here to the main road. And you could hear constantly the rumble of fire engines, ambulances. And then eventually they sent the army in as well. And it was very scary. You're watching on the news, you're seeing stuff on your phone, on Instagram. I went out onto the avenue at one point to have a look when I heard all the ambulances and everything else. And I just saw a load of young lads, I'd say aged between 14, 15, 16, hopping onto bikes, all excited to cycle into town because they wanted to get involved in the mayhem. I
Oh,
watched it
stop it.
So I know it was something that we just briefly touched on there, but everyone was saying far right agenda, and don't get me wrong, there's an absolute far right agenda here, no doubt about it.
Yeah,
But
but
these
the
kids,
majority of them had
no,
no far right agenda. They were just little
they're just
scumbags.
thugs. Yeah,
Exactly.
absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Just thugs
Because,
and opportunists, and they were going in for a bit of a thrill, and
yeah.
they were giddy. Like the lads I saw, they were giddy and excited to go in. Now, they
Yeah.
don't know anything about a far right agenda or anything of the sort. They saw an opportunity to go in and cause absolute chaos, and they took full advantage of it. And that's what I kept seeing on social media. It was young fellas, under 20, certainly, probably under 18, just getting this kind of green light to, like The Purge. It was like something out of The Purge. They had a green light to just go out there and cause maximum carnage, and that's exactly what they did.
It actually was like something out of a film, right? But you know, when I saw the clips of them breaking into Arnott's, I was like,
Oh, my
oh
heart
my
broke a little
God,
bit.
because Arnott's is like, I'm not even from Dublin, and I know Arnott's is like an
I worked
institution. Do
there.
you know what I
Yeah, I
mean?
worked there years ago, and when I was a teenager, I worked there, and 10 years ago. And they take Christmas so seriously, and they had only actually just launched their Christmas and their Santa and all that kind of stuff. And so to watch these little couriers kind of smashing in the windows, destroying people's hard work and labor for what, like for a thrill of a few hours. And it's really shit because, first of all, so many of them got away without anything, but those that did get caught won't get anything more than a slap on the wrist. There's no consequence here.
And they don't even know what they're like in their heads. They're like, oh, we're doing it for the people of Ireland. No, you're not, because you're actually damaging the people of Ireland, because you're going in there. those people that work in Ireland's work in Foot Locker are down wages because they have to go in and clean. They have no shop to work in because you've wrecked it. They've no stock because you've stolen it. Like, they caused absolute mayhem. And what I think, all those people working in those shops have families, have Christmas coming up, the same as us all.
But sure, there was staff locking themselves away into,
I was just going to say it, yeah,
into storage rooms and staff rooms and bathrooms, because this all took place while there was still staff there getting ready and prepared for the next day. Black Friday was to be on the Friday. The following day was Black Friday, and it was anticipated would have had extra thousands of customers and all these sales. The hit that the city centre took in terms of their Black Friday sales, which they rely on. And it's okay when we're talking about Ireland, so we're talking about the Primark or whatever, but there's a lot of small businesses in town that completely lost out. Cafes, restaurants, like so many little businesses that would have really been damaged by this too. So when someone's trying to say, oh, we've had enough, we're doing it for Ireland, don't stop. You don't represent me.
No.
You don't represent any decent, right-minded person. You really don't. And you don't even understand what
you're talking
about. And I
think a lot of these little scumbags were kind of, geared up there by, you know, certain social media personalities, say, that were kind of sending out stupid bloody tweets and stuff as well. That was kind
of... straight up. You had your man, I don't care about naming him, you've Conor McGregor on there, literally riling them up. And his core audience is made up of young, impressionable lads.
Yeah.
The very same lads that were in there causing chaos. And if he doesn't think that him saying what he says on social media causes a ripple effect, it absolutely does. It's completely irresponsible to make comments like that online, knowing the following that you have, and then sit back and say, well, that didn't have anything to do with me.
No.
Right. Okay.
No.
I mean,
that's you, do you know what? There was, you'd see the videos outside, and there was even the guards, the people that were working there, the guards, you have to remember, like, they were, there was, I saw a video there of one guard that was on his own, and there was about six or seven fellas around him.
Yeah.
And they were kicking the shite out
it.
Of him. And I was going, do you know what? That's someone's dad.
That's
someone's
exactly
dad. Like,
what
you
I
have
thought.
To,
yeah.
Jesus, God Almighty. Like, do you know what I mean? And there was men and women members of the guards, and like, they could be like us, Audrey, with small kids at home. Like,
oh, can you imagine?
Oh,
I looked at it myself and I thought, imagine that was your father or your brother or, you know, like your husband. I know a girl, her husband is a guard, and he was called in, and she actually felt like taking the phone off him. She actually felt like, she said she was so close to not telling them that the call had come in, because she was terrified. She was watching this all unfold online, and she was like, "How?" He went in, he was okay. But I mean, your nerves would be absolutely shocked, because
I knew
for
someone,
those
right?
few hours, they lost total control of the city centre. It was a lawless environment. Like, there was just, they were just setting fire to buses, Lewis's, smashing in windows, setting fire to cars. Like, there was, it was like the Purge. It really was.
It was hard to believe that it actually happened in this country, because looking at the videos, I was like, my God, it is like something off a Hollywood movie, right? And it was just, it was horrendous. But when I saw, like, someone robbed a double decker bus and was booting it down the road, there was buses on fire, the Lewis on fire. And like, for us now, like down here, I know I haven't seen much, but from, you know, people said, oh, you know, Dublin is back open, Dublin is fine. But like, what is Dublin like, really?
No, that's completely untrue. I saw a video there with Helen McEntee reassuring and assuring people that Dublin had returned to normality, that it was a safe space. It absolutely is not a safe space. And it hasn't been a safe space for a very long time. And I say that as someone that used to socialise in the city centre regularly. I wouldn't go in there. Like, unless it was absolute necessity, I wouldn't go in there. Christmas parties that had been booked for venues in the city centre, they're cancelling them. Dave had his Christmas party in the city centre the other day. The place was empty. They actually rang a couple of times to make sure that they were still going to come in, not because they were oversubscribed, but because they wanted to guarantee the custom. So the city centre is feeling it really badly. I don't know how they can put out statements like this that would suggest otherwise, because it's not true. It's absolutely not true to say that the city centre is a safe space, because there are parts of it that you wouldn't set foot in. And it's wrong to say that it has returned to normality, because it hasn't.
Like,
so,
is this since the riots, or in general, has this gone on a long time, like, where you wouldn't feel safe going
okay.
into the city?
I would have always, so I live on the north side of Dublin, and whenever I would go into the city centre, I'd hop off my bus, I'd get a 16 bus into town, you get off at O'Connell Street, and I would have always gone down Henry Street first of all. Anybody listen to this from Dublin, and even the people that would come up from the country for their, what's the big country shopping day, the 8th of December?
8th of December, we all,
yeah.
You know, everyone outside of Dublin, sure, we all go to the shops on the 8th of December.
Well, they'll know
think
that you
you're
go down
great up
Henry
in
Street,
Dublin.
And this is where all the market traders would have been once upon a time, selling the old sheets of wrapping paper and whatever. And it was lovely though, it was part of tradition. So you go down Henry Street, your market there, you do the length of it, you go down as far as Mary Street, and then you'd cut up and go across to the south side. So you'd make your way up across through Temple Bar and on up into Grafton Street. That's what most people would have done that were coming from the my side of the tracks in. I went last year to meet a friend. Obviously, the pandemic kind of shut the city centre down for a few years and we hadn't been in town. I went in with her. We ran off the north side. We got out of there like it was derelict. And I mean derelict. First of all, places that had closed down and were boarded up. There was a lot of homeless people literally sleeping in shop doorways. This is on what was our main shopping street. This was on Henry Street and Mary Street. There was tents and there was homeless people there. There was an uneasy kind of a environment. We got out of there and we went over to Grafton Street. And from here, ever since, I've only gone as far as Grafton Street because the likes of Parnell Street, where the incident occurs, the likes of Henry Street, Abbey Street, Mary Street, all of these streets, they are not nice places to be. They are not nice environments. And so for a Northsider to say that they hit Grafton Street up first now, if you're from where I'm from, like that says something. Like that, that means something. So there are certain towns that are fine, that are okay, and they are safe. But there are parts of the city centre now that you wouldn't go near them. You just leave them on. So,
what I thought was so sad actually was like all these videos that popped up on TikTok and all, which were so stupid. There were just these gobshites posting these videos on TikTok, thinking they were so cool, like. But in some of them, you could see that there was homeless people like in the middle of all this. And I just thought, oh my God, those poor people. Like, well, bad enough that you're homeless in the first place and out there, not to mind being stuck in the middle of all this. And, you know, you've nowhere to go. You're stuck in the middle of it. I just thought it was horrific. But look, it's such a shame because at this time of year, I assume normally that the city would be buzzing, like, you know, with Christmas shopping and everything. So, Jesus,
Trade, it used to be the case, and so if any retailers are listening, they may correct me, but you used to make 80% of your year's takings in 20% of the year. So 80% of the year's takings was done between the months of like latter half of October, November and December. What's going to happen now if they fall short? Like if they don't make it up, if everybody decides not to go to Henry Street and everybody decides to go to Grafton Street, or I'd imagine the big shopping centres are doing quite well, the likes of Blanche and Pavilions, Dundrum, Tala, etc. They might be doing well because people may decide just not to go into the city centre. But what happens to those city centre retailers? And again, the local cafes that would have picked up passing trade, you know, the restaurants and all that kind of stuff. Like, they're really going to be hit.
And I suppose you're right. You know, you're going on about the country people coming up to do their shopping. We joke about that. But you know what? It's probably true because I don't know, but I'd be too keen to go up to Dublin now to do my Christmas shopping. That's just being honest. Like, you'd be kind of nervous. You'd be, no, come here. Cork isn't much better. Like, Cork City as well has gone, you know, it's not great. Like, it wouldn't be your first choice, you know, to go shopping. Like, but because of what happened with the riots and all, I would be a bit wary going in. So I think you're one Helen McEntee saying, oh, you know, it's grand. We have more police on the streets and it's a safe place. Come in, you know. Like, I hope for, you know, people working in the city that it picks up, but it's not looking likely now at this stage. Like, is it for Christmas?
I don't think so. And it just makes me laugh because I go back to those young flits that are saying, we're doing it for the people of Ireland and we got to get the foreigners out and you don't know their own vet and you don't know what you're letting into the country. But yeah, you're the one that just put in shop windows. You're the one that's robbing, looting, destroying, wreaking havoc, causing carnage. Yeah. So we have a problem, all right, but it starts at home.
Yeah.
You know, and it starts here. So it's interesting. Some people had messaged me at the time. I had kind of condemned the rioters as looters. And they were like, no. They were trying to defend it. And I was like, how can you defend?
You can't
can
defend that. No, you can't.
That's
because
scummy kind of
clearly.
Behavior.
There's a way to protest, right? And people that would be going to government buildings and stuff. You certainly wouldn't be going smashing the window of a Foot Locker to grab a pair of Nike runners. Do you know what I mean? That's not protesting. So go in with that, but you're representing the Irish people because you're not. Like, I didn't get any runners. Do you know? So you're not representing
And even if you
me.
Did, you likely just got all the left foot. Like, there's a lot of kids walking around with two left feet.
Yeah, one size four, one size eight. Oh, Jesus. But anyway, look, let's move on to something a little bit nicer. Did you watch the toy show at all?
I haven't watched it yet.
I actually haven't either. And we were so smart of being like, oh, we're going to watch it. I know you were in New York, but I recorded it. But by all means, apparently Patrick Keating did a great job.
Great feedback. He really did. People are actually, good. I'm in New York and people are messaging me going, you're really missing out now. Patrick Keating's doing a great job.
Yeah.
I was like, well, no, relax. I don't know if I'm in. I am in. But yeah, apparently I only hear good things.
Good.
People said he was great. He supposedly was brilliant. I'm going to watch it this weekend. We're going to have the pajama day because I'm still catching my breath. Like, I literally go home on Thursday, straight back into work, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I can't even remember what we've been doing this week. I had to get my nails done and I had to get my eyebrows done.
Yeah.
And
did you buy much in New York? Did you do any Christmas shopping or anything?
We went to the outlet mall on the Saturday, and the best bargains definitely were in the men's kind of, well, in the sportswear kind of shops. Mm. So Under Armour. Actually, Columbia had great stuff. Oh, look what I got myself. It's a North Face.
Oh, wow.
I've never owned a North Face before. So now I've got my own North Face. I think I'm cool and down with the kids. But yeah,
you are
more so
you
those
are.
Kind of shop. Oh, I did buy myself a very fancy pair of Kate Spade pajamas.
Oh,
because they were like $100 down to $20. And I mean,
oh, that's
who doesn't
brilliant. Come here, yeah. That's brilliant.
I'm quite amazing there.
But you know what? When you see a bargain like that, you can't not get it. Like, that's huge. So,
like, there was some good bargains. There was. I didn't go too mental because I just didn't have it. I just didn't have it, like, to spend. But what I did spend, I spent on my credit card. So I'll be paying it back for the rest of 2024. But a girl that I work with, I bumped into her over there. What are the odds? You go all the way to New York and you bump into somebody from work. But her mother had shopped, no joke, for 18 hours. She got up at the crack of dawn. They got there on the Thursday. And on Black Friday, they were up waiting on the shops to open. And they shopped for 18 hours. And apparently, you know, she got low. They went with empty bags. They just went with, like,
their rolling suitcase.
They had their little leggings and tops in. And their full suitcase was empty. So they shopped.
But,
they
like, to go shop nuts. Black Friday in America is bonkers, like, isn't it? Like, it's not where we have a Black Friday week. Like, there's queues outside the shops. And
they go hardcore. Well, I queued in the Nike shop for an hour, and that was the end of me. I said, I'm not going to respect this. Like, I couldn't do that anymore. So I missed out on a few bargains because I just wasn't prepared to keep doing that.
I wouldn't be either, though. I would. I
no,
couldn't.
I don't.
No, queues would just drive me mad.
Americans are nuts because in traffic, they go mad. They beep their horn. They've no patience on the road. When they're in a car, the minute that light turns green, beep, like, they're beeping immediately. Mm. But seeing shops, they don't mind. They queue for hours. They're not even angry. Like, when we were on the queue, we're doing the typically Irish thing of, just what you want doing up there? Yeah. Why does it take so long? Look at her, she's chatting, blah, blah, blah. Why does each transaction? I don't get it. I don't understand why it has to, because up there, they're always, can I get your email address? And can I get this? And can I get that? And have you got our code? And would you like a rewards voucher? And you're like, Jesus, just put the stuff in the bag. So we're losing the will to live on the queue, and the Americans are calm, completely fine. So they don't mind queuing in that sense, but they go crazy in traffic. But no, I just did the one big queue, and after that one, I was like, if I walked into
you're
the
done.
Shop and I could see the snake queue, I was like, oh, forget it. Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
In there, I can't do that. So, but there is bargains, but apparently that girl and her mother, they got fantastic bargains and they shopped their socks off. Like, they just.
Yeah, you'd really have to love shopping now, wouldn't you? Like, I can do shopping for an hour, 2 hours max, and then I get fed up. I need to stop for a cup of coffee or like, I just think I'm not girly girly. Do you know what I mean? I certainly cannot stand queues. Like, queues drive me bonkers.
If I saw a queue, I'd actually put stuff back. Like, we went in a few shops. I pick something up and I go, oh, that's great. It could be a brilliant deal, like 60, 70% off. I'm like, oh, daddy. And then I'd look at the queue and I'd be like, no.
No, it's not worth it. No.
No, it's not worth it. I just
I genuinely can't do queues. I was in Dunn's, right, on Saturday. I went up to Dungarvan on Saturday and I went into Dunn's and I was literally standing in a queue. I was buying Christmas pajamas, right? Not even waiting them. I was standing in the queue, perfectly still. And my whole back just went into a spasm like an old woman, right? Audrey, I have never felt so help the aged in all my life. Now, this is the second time this has happened. See, all this never happened like a couple of months ago when I was 39, right? This is all since I turned 40, right? I was literally in work one day. And, I have the swivel chair like inside work.
Yeah.
I literally moved slightly like that. And I pulled a muscle in my tit. And I'm actually like, the pain of it. To God, I pulled a muscle in my tit, right? It does happen. So I was in work going, oh my God, am I going into cardiac arrest right now? And then I was like, I can't go to the doctor, like, holding my tit and being like, oh. But anyway, so that happened. There I am in the queue in Dunn, right? Literally, the back spasmed. Do you know when you're trying to like be like, don't make a scene now. You're grand. You're grand as people look at. So I literally was nearly crying, the tears in my eyes going up to pay. Then I was like, oh, just get to the car. I'm walking to the car, I swear to God. And this lasted. It's still there. Like, it's nearly gone now, thank God.
Really?
But like, doing nothing. This is old age, Audrey.
This slippery slope, Lorna.
Yeah, this, you know that film, This Is 40? This is 40.
Well, now don't blame 40, because my mother is, we'll just say she's over 60, and you want to see her go. She's like a feckin' energizer bunny.
She really.
It puts us all to shame. She's so fast. She has reserves. She doesn't even need to eat. I have no idea how she fuels herself. She just runs. I think she might be an actual elf, like an actual one.
Like what's her secret now? What's her secret? Does she go walking every day or something? Or
she's just always active. She's always been active. And maybe it's looking after all of us. She's never stopped. You know, sometimes when you sit down, that's when the tiredness hits you. Well, my mom just never sits down. She just goes. And like where I'd get pissed off now and I'd say, well, we have a cup of tea. She'd say, yeah, but that's just to please me, because she'd quite happily go without it. She'd just keep going.
Yeah.
Like, she's unbelievable. We were doing on average 25,000 steps a day in New York, and not a bother to her. Only that I'd get fed up, she would have kept on going. She's
fair play.
You'd never see anybody like her. Like, she's unreal. She's unreal. Like,
and did she enjoy it? Did she enjoy New York as well?
She loved it. And it was my sister's first time ever being in America.
Yeah.
So she did a lot of shopping, actually. She did the most shopping out of all of us. But I remember the first time I went, you do too. When you see, like, she would love all that kind of alternative. Like, she likes the skulls and the rara skirts, you know, with all the tulle. And she likes a particular style. And so in years that I've been going, I've kept telling her, showing her videos of, like, shops like Hot Topic or whatever. There's her kind of style shops. And she did damage. Like, she got in there, and I suppose seeing it for herself was even better than seeing it through my phone.
Yeah.
So she went wild. She bought loads and loads of stuff. I have a video of me little sprightly mom. I genuinely think she's we're descendant from actual elves. She had a suitcase and she couldn't zip a clothes. She had her suitcase on the bed. My mom hops up on the bed, straddles the suitcase, sits on it, and zips up around her while she's sitting on the suitcase. Like,
fair play to her. Fair play to her.
She's unreal.
So are you on set for Christmas now?
I'm not, because I couldn't buy Atten for them too while I was over there. Mm. Dave will never tell you what he wants. Hugh's fine. I'm set. The main stuff is fine. Yeah. I'm looked after.
Yeah. I'm not at all. I'm very bad this year. I always said this, I'm terrible with my time management, but I feel like it's September. Like, when someone,
this day, 3 weeks, is Christmas Day.
Stop. I know. I think as well, like, you, once I have Charlie sorted,
I relax a bit then.
Yeah, I kind of go, nobody else, fake everyone else, really, no one else matters, like. Do you know
what I mean? The stupid mistake I made was when I came home from Orlando, I gave my brother and his fiance and their kids all their presents, and I genuinely, even now, I'm going, why did you do that, you big dick? I don't know, I should have kept all that for Christmas. I got too excited and they were there and I was like,
oh, are you one of these ones, that gets fierce excited, look what I got you, and I'm just going to give it to you straight away. Yeah,
and I gave all the stuff, so now I have to go buy more stuff, like.
Could you ask for them back? You can rewrap them. Well, come here. I think we should we're going to do a bonus episode as well of our Christmas episode, because we said this before in the last podcast.
I got great replies. Really good ones.
Yeah. And actually, I see on Facebook and stuff. Do you remember the Santa Claus movie, the original one from the 80s?
I don't know that one. I love the Tim Allen one.
Audrey, you need to look it up. You'd actually love it.
Yeah.
But they were showing it at the Gate Cinema down here in Cork.
Ah, brilliant.
And I saw a sign for it and I was too late. It was on yesterday. It was only like a once-off thing at 1 o'clock in the cinema. And I would have loved to have gone to see it, because that's something that we always watched, you know, when we were small, like in kids. That was our one. And it just got such a bang of nostalgia to it. But there's so many messages and stuff that both of us got about things that they remembered at Christmas, and I think it deserves an episode, doesn't it?
Oh, totally, we will. We do a lovely, and it's one of my favourite things to talk about, so we'll do. And actually, funny enough, Dublin Airport would have played a huge part in my childhood Christmases, because once upon a time Dublin Airport used to go all out at the decorations. They used to do loads of decorations, and it was quite normal, believe it or not, for families to drive up to the airport, get out of their cars and wander around. There was a crib, there was all these cool things, and that was part of Christmas, was going up to Dublin Airport to see the lights. So actually they've done a good job on the lights this year, to be fair. But
Airport used to be like that as well before they got the new terminal. You know, were you ever in the old terminal in Cork? It was you could go up And you could, there was like the bar and stuff, and you could actually see out onto the tarmac and see all
Back
the planes.
away.
But you can't any, obviously you can't anymore now,
Yeah.
like, but it was, oh, I mean, people used to, on a Sunday, go for a spin, and you would go up to the airport, up to the bar in the airport, and I don't know,
Yeah.
people would probably just pretend they were flying off somewhere or what, like, but it was a great day
Ah, but
out. But
it's a lovely atmosphere and stuff. Yeah, we used to do it. And on Christmas Eve, actually, in Dublin Airport, the Dublin Gospel Choir perform every year. And people go up, and I encourage it all the time. I've often said it on my own stories because it's one of the most amazing places you can be on Christmas Eve. Go up and get a hot chocolate, watch the choir sing, and all those homecomings, you'd be bawling, crying,
Oh,
bawling,
I was
crying.
just going to ask
Like,
you about that, because I know you've
yeah.
been there for that before. Like, that must be, I don't know how you,
Oh.
oh, I would be in
Oh no,
floods
I'd
at
be in
that.
bits. Like, I
Yeah.
to be in bits. It's like you're watching it because those flights that come in at that particular time, it's the last long hauls that will arrive in before Christmas. So you have people coming in from Australia and beyond. Like, so
Yeah.
they're all coming in. Oh, it's stop. You'd be standing there looking at a granny meeting her grandchild for the first
Oh,
time,
stop.
sobbing. Like, oh no, it's and the choir singing, and they're a professional choir. Like, they're so good. And oh, it's beautiful. It is beautiful. It's like something from a movie. So
Yeah.
I always say to people, if you've got your shopping done and you've everything organized, go to the airport, go watch the
I
Dublin
wondered,
Gospel
does
Choir
Cork
sing.
Airport do anything like that? It's just
They
Dublin, is it?
do actually.
Do
Their
they, yeah?
Christmas entertainment program actually began today. Ours starts next
Oh,
Monday,
yeah,
but
I'm going to look that up, actually, because I think that
yeah.
would be good as well for down here as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a great way to spend the day. Get your hot chocolate, get your little seat and pack yourself up and just get ready to cry though. Because
Yeah.
you'll see the little kids holding their signs and they're waiting to
Oh,
welcome home.
stop.
Yeah,
Stop.
no, it's emotional. But I'm dying to do a Christmas bonus episode because it's one of my favorite things to
Yeah,
talk about.
true. So we'll do that. It's all right. And I think yeah, we definitely do that. But if anyone does have any memories or suggestions or anything that they'd like us to mention on that episode, send them in to us on our Instagram page, all of the podcast, or my page or Audrey's page, whichever you like. So I
Yep.
think that's it now for this episode, I think, and we will be back with our Christmas bonus episode. And for now, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas! We'll be talking to you next week. We'll be talking to you next
And
week.
we
But
will, yeah, but you know, like, I mean, look,
Merry
Christmas
Christmas.
jumper on since the 1st of December. This is my
Oh,
uniform now.
Jesus, hold on now. Wait now.
God's sake.
There we are.
Tis
Not to be not to be outdone.
the season. Go on, we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.